Hi, friends. Welcome to CurseBreak.com. This is Pastor Fernando Perez, and today I'm going to be praying for those battling fear. If you're battling fear in any area of your life, I want to stand with you, believing God for your miracle, for your deliverance, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Fear is not a gift of God unto you. Fear is an assignment from hell against your life. The word of God declares in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." And so we're going to stand with you today in prayer, asking God to uproot, to remove the spirit of fear from your life and bring the spirit of boldness, a spirit of courage, a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, because that is the will of God for your life. Amen. Praise God. And also, I'm going to be standing with you according to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. The word of God declares, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." And so based upon this promise, I'm going to pray for you, asking God to release the power of the Holy Ghost to break the yoke of captivity and to set you free today in Jesus' mighty name. Today is the day of your deliverance. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know what areas in your life you're battling fear, but one thing I know is that as a child of God, it's God's will to bring wholeness unto your life. Amen. And so this is what I'm going to ask you to do. As I'm praying for you, I want you to be in agreement with me. Amen. Just be in agreement as I'm praying for you, and I'm going to be praying for this spirit of fear to come out of you. Fear is a spirit, is a demonic spirit from hell assigned to paralyze you, assigned to paralyze you spiritually, to hinder you to move ahead, to move forward in your life. And so we're going to command the spirit of fear to be uprooted out of your life, and we're going to ask the Lord to bring wholeness unto you. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. In areas in your life that you feel that you're so overpowered by this fear, I want you to give to God. I want you to renounce. I want you to command this fear to leave your life in the areas that you're battling with. And I'm going to be praying in agreement with you, and I'm going to ask God to uproot this thing once for all from your life. Amen. So let's call upon the name of the Lord right now. This is what I'm going to ask you to do as well. If you're able, if you can, please close your eyes as I'm praying for you so that you don't get distracted. Amen. And also, if it's possible, get on your knees, a sign of humbling yourself before the Lord. And we're going to pray for you. If you can't do that, that's totally fine. But I want you to put your full attention in Jesus, because He is the only one that can heal and set you free today. I'm just a vessel in the hand of God to come alongside and to pray in agreement with you. Amen. Praise God. And so let's call upon the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for my dear brother, my dear sister. You know each one of them, Lord, by name. You know each one of them, Lord, what they are battling with right now, the areas in their lives that they are struggling with fear. Lord, some of them, they are so overpowered by fear. Lord, some of them, Lord, they have lost friends, they have lost job, they have lost, Lord, so many things in life because this paralyzing fear, this tormenting fear, Lord, to have a grip on their lives. And so, Father, today I'm asking you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for the anointing that set the captives free, to be released and to touch my brother, my sister, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, to bring healing, to bring wholeness into their lives. I command in the mighty name of Jesus right now, everyone listening to this prayer right now, Lord, they are facing, Lord, a spirit of fear. They are battling a fear, Lord, as the Lord, this fear came as a generational curse into their lives. Lord, maybe it came from their father, maybe it came from their mother's side of family, maybe it came when they were in their womb. Every spirit of fear that came as a generational curse, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Every spirit of fear that came from the mother's side of family, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Loose your power. Loose your grip. Come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Every spirit of fear, a stronghold of fear that came from the father's side of family, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Loose your power. Loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. I command that. Come out of them. Come out. A spirit of fear. Generational curse of fear. I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. I command right now the spirit of fear that came as a generational curse. I say, out. Out of their lives. Loose your power. Loose your grip. Come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, for those who are battling fear, Lord, because of abuse, those, Father, who are battling fear, Lord, because, Lord, traumas in their lives, abuses, Father, abandonment, rejection, I command that broken off in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of fear. I command you, a spirit of fear, come out of them. Pack your belongings. Leave them. Loose their lives. I command that every area of their lives that's under captivity from the spirit of fear, I say, broken off. Broken off, broken off, loose your power, loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I ask you right now for the anointing, right now, the anointing that break the prison, the anointing that release the captive, the anointing that set the captives free. Right now, Lord, release your anointing and every demonic power, every demonic assignment that came specifically to destroy this man, this woman, I say, broken off. Broken off, loose your power, loose your grip, come out of their lives, come out of their lives, loose in Jesus' mighty name. Father, those who are battling with the fear of trusting God, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of trusting God, this man, this woman, they struggle with trusting God, I say, fear of trusting God, loose your power. Come out of their lives. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of going to church. Lord, those who are battling with fear of going to church, being in fellowship, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of their lives. Loose your power. Loose your power. Loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. I command the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Fire of the Holy Ghost, breaking the yoke of captivity, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the fear, those who are, Lord, fearful, Lord, the fear of being loved, this man, this woman, the Father, Lord, they have a hard time of receiving love. Lord, they have a hard time of receiving your love, the love of God, Father, the love of people, the love, Lord, of those around them, the fear, Lord, of being loved, the fear of receiving love, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Fear, come out of them. Come out of them. Every wall that the spirit of fear have put into their lives, the fear, every spirit of fear, out of their lives. Lord, those who are battling, Lord, the fear of Satan and the fear of evil spirits, those who are paralyzed, those who are so, Lord, in prison, Lord, the fear of Satan, the fear of evil spirits, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Come out of them. Come out of them. The fear of witches and the fear of witchcraft. Those, the believers, those who are watching us right now, listening to us, Father, who are so afraid of witches and witchcraft, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' name. Out of their lives. Out of them. Loose your power. Loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of darkness. Those who are facing fear of darkness. Those who cannot be alone, Father, in the darkness. I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of fear, the fear of darkness, out of them. Out of them. Out of them. Lord, the fear of trusting people. This man, this woman, Father, they are so afraid of trusting people, trusting loved ones, trusting, Lord, those who love them, trusting people, the fear of trusting people. I say, broken off. Broken off. Broken off. Out of their lives. Loose your power. Loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of success. The fear, Lord, those who are so afraid of success, I say, back broken off in Jesus' name. Lose your power. Lose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of moving forward in life. Those who have been so damaged by life. Those have gone through abuses, have gone through abandonments. Those have gone through, Lord, betrayals. Those, Father, who have been locked up, Lord, in the fears of the past, Lord. Those who have been so bound by the fear of moving, Lord. The fear, Lord, of getting wounded again. And they are locked up in their past. They're afraid of moving ahead, moving forward in life. I command that chain of fear that has bound them to their past. I say, broken off, broken off. Loose them. I command every demonic chain that have a hold, every demonic chain, Lord, that between this man, this woman, Lord, in their past, hindering them to move ahead, to move forward in life. I command, Lord, I release fire from heaven to destroy this chain of captivity, every chain of captivity, the spirit of fear that have a hold on them, hindering them to move ahead in life. I say, broken off, broken off, broken off. Use your power, use your grip in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak freedom. I speak freedom, and I speak freedom into this man, into this woman, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the fear, those who are battling with the fear of speaking in public, Lord, this young man, this young woman, Lord, this man, this woman, afraid of speaking in public, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. The fear of speaking in public, the fear of being embarrassed, the fear, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of speaking public, I say, broken off. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of loss, those who are so afraid of losing, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. The fear of loss, out of this man, out of this woman. Lose your power, lose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I ask you, Lord, release the anointing, increase your anointing. Every foul spirit that have a grip on this man, this woman, tormenting this child of God, I say, broken off in Jesus' name, out of their lives. Lose your power, lose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I'm praying for those who are afraid. Lord, they are so afraid. They are so, Lord, fearful of dying young. Those who are afraid, Lord, they have fear of dying. I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of dying, the fear of dying young, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. I command, Lord, those who are battling with the fear of socializing. This man, this woman, Father, Lord, it's so hard for them to socialize, Lord, to give themselves, Lord, in the relationship, Lord, to find the right people, Lord, to fellowship with, to walk together, Lord, in this life. The fear of socializing, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. I command to come out of them. The fear of socializing, the fear, the spirit of loneliness that they have a grip on this man, this woman, hindering them to socialize. I say, broken off. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of future. Those who are bound by the fear of the future. Lord, those who are afraid of the future. I say, loose them in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' name. I declare victory. I declare that they're going to move ahead after this prayer. I declare, I prophesy that you're going to move ahead. That fear will no longer hold you down. That fear will not have a grip on your life any longer. I declare the fear of future, the fear of the future, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the fear of failure, those who are battling the fear of failure, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Lose your power, lose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of disappointments, those who are battling with the fear of disappointment, I say, loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' mighty name. The fear, Lord, of being alone, the fear of being alone, out of them in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' name. The fear of being sick, Lord, the fear of sickness, the fear of infirmity, I say, come out of them. Come out of them. Lose your power in Jesus' mighty name. Never to come back in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of heights, those who are battling the fear of heights, the fear, Lord, of getting into in an airplane, the fear, Lord, of airplane, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. The fear of heights, out of them in Jesus' mighty name. name. Lose your power. Lose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of rejection. This man, this woman, Lord, have been rejected all their lives. They've battled, Lord, with rejection. All their lives have been rejected, Lord, by their father, mother, family, Lord, friends. This rejection, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of fear, Lord, the fear of being rejected again. I say, broken off. Lord, I just release the love of Abba Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, heal them, restore them. I command the rejection, the fear of rejection out of this man, out of this woman. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. I command, loose your grip, loose your power, loose your hold, loose your hold. A spirit of fear, the fear of rejection out of them in Jesus' name. Lord, the fear of fire, the fear of water, those who are afraid of fire, those who are afraid of water, I command the spirit of fear broken off in Jesus' name. Fear of fire out of them. Fear of water out of them in Jesus' name. Loose your power in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of swimming, those who are so afraid of swimming, I say broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' name. Loose your power in Jesus' name. I command this spirit of fear never to come back again. Loose your power in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the fear of driving a car, the fear of driving a car, I say broken off in Jesus' name. The fear of getting in an accident, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of suffering, I say out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' mighty name. I command to loose them. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of being abused, I command in Jesus' mighty name. The fear of being abused, loose your power, loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. I declare and I decree freedom to this man, to this woman, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in every area in their lives, Lord, that I have not mentioned this list, that my brother and my sister is battling with fear, whatever tormenting fear, Lord, whatever area in their lives that they are being tormented by fear, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command that this spirit of fear never to come back again, in Jesus' mighty name. Out of them, loose them, come out of them, never to come back again. Lord, I speak healing, I declare healing, I declare wholeness, I declare right now the fire of God going up and down their body, removing the stronghold of fear, removing the spirit of fear, removing the strong man, removing the spirit that was tormenting them. I command a spirit of fear never to come back again, out of them, out of them, out in Jesus' name. Father, I declare and I decree as a minister of the gospel, freedom, wholeness, and restoration from the top of their head to the very bottom of their feet. Lord, I declare freedom. I decree freedom. I declare the blessings of heaven upon this brother, upon this sister. And I declare, Father, that the best days of their lives is still ahead of them as they surrender their lives to the will of God. I declare victory. I declare victory. And I declare victory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, receive your breakthrough right now. Just take a deep breath and say, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive my breakthrough. Lord Jesus, I receive my miracle. Just say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my master. Be my savior. Lord Jesus, wash me clean through your precious blood. Empower me to live for the rest of my days to glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. I receive my miracle today. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My dear brother, my dear sister, it's been such a great blessing to pray with you today. Stay strong in the promise of God. Don't forget that the best days of your life is still ahead of you as you surrender your life to the will of God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and look forward to pray for you next time. Bye now.